So, Professor Yang, first of all, what sort of economic headway can we expect out of the three-nation summit? Given the trilateral free trade talks since 2013 have so far made little progress.
Well, this is the very key question attended by almost all observers. Actually, after the three installed progress of the trilateral FTA, the most exciting and the most hopeful results for the trilateral meeting will be inputting new momentum to restore the trilateral FTA negotiation. I don't think any tangible results or achievements will be made by the three leaders in such a short discussion. However, the three leaders will be able to issue a joint declaration to express their common interests as well as the remain unsolved differences. However, the basic consensus among the three should be and will be principle of face up to the history and turn to the direction of the future. That means Japan has to recognize the history issue in the right way, combined with other Asian countries, especially South Korea and China, that suffered the most from their invasion during World War II. So after the three leaders meeting and the joint declaration, not only trilateral FTA negotiation, but many other trilateral talks, dialogues, and mechanisms will be restored gradually.
On the political front, what are the expectations from the sessions, particularly given Park Geun-hye is set to have her first face-to-face meeting with Shinzo Abe? Will any progress be made on the historical disputes?
I don't think the face-to-face talk for the first time for 3 years ever will produce a tangible result simply because of the wrong position on history by Japanese Abe administration has been changed. However, I think such a bilateral meeting as well as the trilateral meeting will stabilize the base for the continued dialogues among the related parties. So basically, both the trilateral and the bilateral will contribute positively to the eventual solution on the history issue among the related parties.
So lastly, are the three nations likely to issue joint declarations on North Korea issue, especially in terms of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula given the recent tension?
Yes, I do believe the three countries, the three leaders, will touch on the very sensitive but very important issue of North Korean nuclear issue, especially given the background that you mentioned that the Six Party Talks has been installed for so many years, and the three leaders will hopefully issue their common ground position for the denuclearization. All of the three countries, Japan, China, and Korea, South Korea, are members of the Six Party Talks. So the three leaders will certainly make use of this joint declaration to express their concerns and hopes and common positions on the nuclear issue as well as the situation on the Korean Peninsula.